America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
So nice, we didn't even beg for it. That's cool. It's 729. Danny and the girls live and local on Toledo's Cute 105. Partly sunny today, this morning. And then clouds moving in this afternoon with a chance of showers in the high of 65. Pretty much the same thing tomorrow. Tomorrow's high only 62, which, by the way, could be a record low for the high. Does that make sense? Am I saying that right, Susan?
Yes.
If we hit 62, that is a record low for the high.
Yes.
That, why does that sound so weird when I
it
say
does.
That?
It sounds very weird. It sounds like a double
negative.
Double negative.
Is that what it is?
Or like a...
What are we saying?
The lowest high temperature we've had for that date is 64. So if we only get 62 tomorrow, that'll be the new record low for the high.
Stop it!
I don't know why.
You're hurting my head.
Yeah, that is just very crazy. All right. 419-240-1055 to play along on the show. Now, we just got a call from Mayberry Diner.
Yes, a gentleman named Scott. He said he had emailed you.
Yeah,
he did.
You
were kind enough to mention it. And
I think he's the owner.
He's pulling in now, and Paul's going to get him, and he's bringing us some breakfast.
Him and his wife own the Mayberry Diners.
Yeah.
And Misty passed away. 1 minute she's waiting tables. The next she's on the floor. 2 days later, a brain aneurysm, and she passed away at the age of 43.
He was so grateful that you had mentioned it. He wanted to bring us breakfast.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
I know. I told him that.
Let's see if Paul can eat all four of our breakfasts. Think he can?
Yeah.
I think he can.
Yes.
I asked, well, would you be willing to talk about the fundraiser some
more? Oh, I just did.
And I know. But I had asked him, and he said, I don't know. He said, I don't know if I can keep it together. He says, but I know that would be good if I didn't. And he sounds like such a nice guy. I mean, really sweet man.
They're selling, it's all you can eat pancakes today. Starting at 5 o'clock, a silent auction, raffles, and all that other stuff. Raising money for Misty's family.
And, oh, by the way, I eat there all the time. They're the best breakfast in town. Sorry, it's not funny, but it's there. It's ironic that he's bringing breakfast in
because you love them.
I love them. I mean, they are great, and they're fast, and they're clean, and they're tidy, and they put up with my nonsense. You know, like I'd like this, only I want it this way and that way. They're so good about it.
You're one of those difficult 47 different ways.
I am. It's true.
I'd like this omelet, and then you take all the vegetables and everything out of there, and then it's just egg and cheese. Just get a cheese omelet then.
And they have those cute little bars.
Build your own.
Sit at.
Anyway, today at 5 o'clock, the Mayberry Diner on Sylvania. It's like Sylvania Monroe almost.
Okay,
here he comes.
What?
Here he comes.
Want him now or later?
Now. Come on in. Mics are on. Mics are open. There he is.
There's the nice man.
Hi, Mike. How you doing? Hello. You must be Scott.
Scott.
Good to see you, buddy.
Hi.
Nice
you, you. I have seen you before. Yeah, haven't you been in the studio before?
Wait, you're a firefighter too.
I am.
Wow.
And you own the Mayberry Diner.
Yeah.
Just got off duty.
I always go to the Mayberry right down the street.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
That's
one
of
all right,
the
so, oh my gosh, does that smell good? You know you didn't have to do this,
right,
Scott.
I didn't.
But
you
we're
going to
see if Paul
great,
can eat all four.
So.
All right.
Well, we're just trying to help out.
All right. We have a bet at the diner that he can. So.
He won't believe me.
Oh,
and then he's going to come at 5 o'clock and clear you out of pancakes. All right, so it's a pancake fundraiser, silent auction, raffles for Misty, one of your head waitresses over there. And it's just, I mean, as a firefighter, you know life is precious. You know, 1 minute, everything's great. Next thing you know, your fire destroys the place.
It put a lot of things into perspective. She'd been with us for a number of years, and like you mentioned, 1 minute she was waiting tables, and the next minute my wife had called me and said, Misty's on the floor. I've called 911. So then my two worlds kind of collide.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, because you're at work.
Cameras. We have cameras. No, I was just at home, but we have cameras at the diner, so I pulled them up and watched everything transpire.
She just dropped.
With my fellow workers from the...
And two kids. She had
43 years old.
Yeah.
Very young.
Two young daughters. And so.
Part of your family. I know.
You know, it is. Yeah. Her and Tammy, my wife, the brains behind the whole operation.
It's her.
Trust me.
It's her, dude.
Totally the brains.
Hey, I get it. Same at my house, pal.
Brilliant. So they opened up that diner, you know, every single morning together. And been very difficult for her. Mm. It's been very difficult for her fellow waitresses.
Mm, oh, I bet.
They were more than kind of just coworkers. They were friends.
That's family. You're family. I mean, that's just the way it is. Yeah. Especially with the regulars
small
and the
local
people.
Yeah,
and it's very
and
difficult to find really good waitresses. So
yeah, the ones that are committed, that'll She was one of those. Misty was one of those.
She kind of made that room hers. She came in and she was just exactly what a diner waitress should be. And we didn't really, I mean, we knew she was good, but we didn't get a full grasp of how many lives she'd touched without ever saying anything about anything. Customers, things she'd do for them, other employees, things that she just.
Oh, wow.
And so then the stories start coming out, you know, in the next few weeks afterwards. And
See, if only everyone could know that that's how they would be spoken of.
What an impact she's had.
You know, that's beautiful. I mean, and she's a waitress. You know, and think that's it. What a wonderful
It was probably your calling,
testimony
though.
To a beautiful life, yeah. I mean, that's just wonderful.
It's more than just serving coffee and eggs.
I know.
It's
believe me,
real.
I know.
It's
I
not.
Know.
It's
and that's
not,
exact, that, Denny, that is exactly what it was for her. Mm-hmm.
That's what social media should be about. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It can't ever replace walking into a place like yours and hanging out with Misty.
Right.
You can't ever do that.
Yeah. And you go back to those places.
And I think tonight we're gonna hopefully see just the full impact of
5 o'clock.
Yeah. Because it was very weird. Tammy and I really have never, we kind of just do our thing. We don't really ask for much. And so I decided that we decided to do this. I went to the community very humbly and very stumbling mm-hmm. through my little spiel of, hey, would you like to donate? Or I couldn't even finish. And
people
businesses
are giving
were like, what do you need?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that awesome?
Absolutely.
And that was extremely humbling as just little small business owners in town.
Well, Mayberry's been around. You guys have been around for
16 years,
yeah.
I think, give or take.
Well, and with all the other fundraisers going on.
Well, and then it gets, the whole Texas thing and now Irma's
coming down and she's got a bad attitude.
It's weird that.
Menopause hitting Irma. She's not happy.
Did Missy have a husband?
She did. They were, they were married, divorced, married, and divorced.
Oh, okay.
So I think there was a great love there.
Right. Oh, yeah. Fight through it, man.
Yeah.
So today at 5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock at the Monroe Street location.
Monroe and Sylvania. And it's, is it donation?
It is. It's come on in and eat pancakes, donate. And then we have, as I mentioned, a lot of the businesses and customers and everybody has donated items. And we're doing a kind of where we've created a bunch of baskets. And then you put a ticket in front. You buy
like
tickets,
little,
and then you put the tickets
in
front,
auction,
as opposed to a silent auction where people have to stay around the whole time to see
who
wins. This, you just buy a bunch of tickets, and you drop a ticket in the basket that you're maybe interested in, and it's a wide variety of potential things that you could.
So you just got done working at Toledo Fire.
I did.
So how many hours did you put in last night?
We do 24.
Good
24
Lord,
on, 48
get
off.
Some sleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Well, we.
Well, my wife tells. She has a nickname for me at 3 p.m. on my first day off. So.
Oh.
I think
sleepy?
There's a delay on these things, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I won't tell you what the name is.
Yeah, we don't want to get in trouble, Scott.
But
well,
for you to
let
bring
me...
us breakfast too after 24 hours on.
I didn't cook it.
Well, that's Scott, super.
Called it.
I think you're super, and so is your wife. And it's awesome you're doing this, and hopefully people will show up today for Misty's fundraiser at the Sylvania Ave location in Mayberry Diner. God bless you, my friend. You
thank you guys very much. I appreciate you guys in time.
All right, we have to get to a break because Paul is literally salivating right now waiting for the breakfast. So more to come, 7:37, live and local in Toledo. I'm